Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talking about a little Texas blues there, my friends. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back, that little band from Texas. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the frustrated DJ. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three. We've just gone back to our second printing, by the way. And that book's won five international awards. So check it out, thethirdingredient.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of my pals and somebody I turn to when I need help. And I encourage you to do the same thing. GotWords.com, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Hey, Jeff, I love it when you talk tech. You got something to tell us, don't you?
There you go. Yeah, I do. And I must stop for 1 second. I must give you an endorsement on the third ingredient. I'm not one for reading books on, and it's not about finance, it's about ethics, but I'm not one about who likes to read about read long form about how business is done and how especially how commerce is transacted. But if I have copies of the book that I've given to my kids, I read it myself and really, really did enjoy it. It's a page turner. So if anyone's interested in getting a better grip on the ethics of business, how it's grown over time, a little bit about commerce, you know, so we understand how things have progressed. I really enjoyed the book.
I appreciate you saying that.
Bastardizing a bit the theme of it, but it was a page turner. And you're channeling your historian in the book as well. It makes it really an engaging book, so it's a lot of fun. But let's fast forward to what phone we're going to buy next. You know, the iPhone has the XS Max that came out. I think it's like coming out or just came out. And you know,
the iPhone XS Max. I thought they had the 10 and the 10X or something like that. Is this another one?
Yeah, they did. And now they have the XS and they have the XS Max. And these are all
a phone.
You know,
a Mac
these
phone.
Are, Max, M-A-X, not
oh,
M-A-C,
oh, I thought
M-A-X,
you said Mac.
XS,
I'm sorry.
Max.
When I think of Apple, when you make the Mac sound with Apple, I always think of Macintosh, right? Of course.
Right. Anyway. There you go. Exactly. So, I mean, these things are...
So there's four phones? They come out with four phones?
Well, they have the X, they have the XS Max, they have the 8 that came out a year ago.
No, but
or
didn't,
so.
Didn't they? Okay. So the ones you're talking about, one's a little bigger than the other one?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Then they came out with two of them. I think they came out with two of them. It's the one that they've been advertising, and they have like some image of a planet or something, and then they compare them side by side.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, these phones are like, they start at a grand.
$1,100,
it's insane what they're doing these days.
That's a used car.
You know, we all know people. We all know people who will go out and be first in line to buy something like
this. Jeez, O.P.
And my question is, why?
Why?
You know, can you make a compelling reason why you need, especially if you bought an 8, especially if you bought a 10, you know, the X.
Right.
Why do you need a new phone? And then look, we all, you know, some people love to have the latest, greatest car. They love the latest, greatest, you know, the phone, whatever the case may be. But as a small business owner, I'd rather put that money into my marketing. I'd rather put that money into, you know, travel to meet customers. I'd rather put that money into, you know, research into my business and my brand so I can learn more about how I can actually serve my customer base or meet new customers that I don't even know exist yet. You know, you and I have had this conversation.
My first question is, why Apple? Why
Apple?
Why
well,
iPhone?
There you go.
I don't know why anybody would want an iPhone. I have a Galaxy S7, which, by the way, replaced my 4, which was just I was happy as a clam with the 4, but it finally did get pretty slow, and so I've got an S7, which I've had for about 2 years, and even though they've got the 9 out now, I'm happy with my S7. I don't need a new phone. It does everything I want to do and more, but anyway, so the Apple thing, why would I pay you that much money for a phone that doesn't give me as many options as I can get somewhere else? That's my complaint.
Well, either that or the fact that you would just pay for, or you have a perfectly working phone in your pocket.
Yeah.
Look, I just upgraded, and I am an Apple guy, and I just upgraded from a used 5S, meaning that I bought used in great shape, and then started, you know, it was old. It couldn't update the new iOS, so I had to go to a larger, a more updated, a more recent phone. I got an 8. 10 was already out of the market, and I got an 8 because it had the memory that I needed.
And you saved a lot of money, and it does everything you need to do.
Absolutely. So, and the point is, like my dad used to do with his cars, he'd drive them into the ground. I will use this 8 until it either drops in the toilet, drops on the ground, or is 5 years old and can no longer operate.
Me too.
And that's how I roll.
Of course, if you had a Galaxy and you dropped it on the ground, it wouldn't hurt anything.
Well, there you go. He loves his Androids, but I will throw them under the bus as well. That Samsung and all these other companies are just as guilty as coming out with, as you said, with new phones
that we
don't necessarily need, but we get sold on them. So
you and I, for almost 20 years, you and I have been complete agreement on this one, folks. Be one generation behind on the computers, on the phones. Why spend the extra money? When, especially since they take a year to work the bugs out.
Right, exactly. You know what, the first one to market, you know, if you're first there to buy a phone, you're going to have the bugs. Wait at least, you know,
the tug on the cheek is the hook. Don't let them set it. Hey, Jeffrey,
there you go.
Come back soon. Jeffrey Zabar.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
He's the best. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Don't forget, GotWords.com, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Those are his websites.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.